The debrief. October 29, 2024. We're going to talk about Malzie's boy here for a few minutes. Anthony Richardson getting benched for Joe Flacco. Now, you go back to that Steelers loss against the Colts. Do you look at it any differently because they had to play Joe Flacco, who I know at least Pony and I think the better of the two quarterbacks in that situation?
I think the Steelers win the game if Richardson plays the entire way. Now, Richardson came out guns a-blazing there and was actually accurate with the ball, which has been his problem.
But I think he screws up later in the game where Flacco didn't.
So do I. I think big picture, I now look at them as still a relevant team, even though they've been swept by Houston. They're 4-4, trying to find seven teams in the AFC. I think that they're absolutely in the mix. I would give them a shot with Flacco. I would give them a better chance of making the playoffs right now than a Cincinnati.
What about the Chargers? Here, let me do this. Let me do this exercise.
That's a good one.
They're not as good as Buffalo. Agree?
No.
Not as good as Baltimore. Agree?
Nope.
Not as good as Kansas City.
Nope.
Not as good as Houston.
Nope.
Okay. Are they as good as the Steelers?
No.
Not with Wilson. So
there's
five right there. All right. Now I'm going to give you, I think, teams they are going to be jousting with here.
I think they're better than the Broncos.
Okay. So that would automatically put them in as the seventh because the other team I'd be using is the Chargers here for this.
So I think that there's room for two more teams, and I would pick L.A. and in Indy right now for those last two spots.
I'll tell you what, man, the one thing with the Denver Broncos that I think I would feel, because you're giving the answer the way I normally would, that defense is no joke out there. Vance Joseph, what he's got them going on. Like, I think they could heat up Joe Flacco and make force him into some mistakes. Because I think that's the one thing that's still true about him.
Yeah, they could, but I don't think those two teams play.
No, I'm saying, though, like, if you were just asking me to comp them side by side, I think that they could give him some fits.
Indy's got, and they're on Sunday Night Football this week against Minnesota on the road, but they've got such an easy schedule late.
See, I think they're going to lose this game to Minnesota because I think Flores is going to have plenty of special stuff planned for him, for Flacco.
But listen to their last, well, they do actually play at Denver, but they still have games with the Patriots, Titans, Giants, and Jags. That's four wins right there, and they've got four right now that would get them to eight, find a way to win one or two more. Yeah, I mean,
Flacco and Jameis Winston are essentially the same person. They're both going to put the ball at risk, but if they are hitting on those shots, man, you just do not want to see their team.
I think the Steelers are in a, and we've seen them blow it like in 2018 where they missed the playoffs because they had a great first half and then collapsed and lost at Denver and lost to Oakland and lost to the Chargers at home with a big lead. So I don't think that this team is completely immune from that, but They appear to be a playoff lock to me right now.
What would get them? What's the win? The record that would suggest to you they're a lock?
10.
So do I see 10 win, or do I see four more wins? Definitely one against Cleveland, although they just feel a little more like a live wire with Jameis back there.
At least one against Cincy. There's two.
So that's two. Commanders feels like an interesting swing game because Washington's offense is terrific. But I think the Steelers could absolutely get after Daniels. It's tough.
I wouldn't pick them to win at Philly. I still wouldn't pick them to beat the Chiefs on Christmas Day.
They need to split against Baltimore, I think. They need to go 3-3 in the division.
Yeah, I think that's entirely possible. Actually, anything less than that I would be pissed with.
I have to start recalibrating my expectations for them because
you should. I just said that at the beginning of the show.
I can't sit here and say, ooh, these division games scare me, and then not acknowledge the fact that they have been really good. I have to kind of break my brain of that. I'm treating them like they have Kenny Pickett quarterbacking them still. They don't. They have a guy who's going to have a gold jacket on 5 years after his career's done, most likely, and is adding to that resume right now. So, no, they should be able to move the ball and score on Cincinnati. They should be able to move the ball on Cleveland. They should be able to move it on Baltimore. A lot of those games in the division might look like shootouts, especially against the Ravens and Bengals. They should be able to win them. At least some of them, enough of them. How many teams have started 6-2 and not made the playoffs? I would love to know that. It's probably not a...
Can't your pro football reference find that?
I'm pretty sure it's like 82% of the time the team starts 6-2, they make the playoffs.
That's more what I was looking for, Donnie. I think it is... I was going to say 7.5 to 8 out of every 10 teams.
All right, so the two teams in Steelers recent history that come to mind when they had good starts and fell apart. 2009 Steelers, the year after the Super Bowl. They were 6-2.
Unleash hell in December.
They won Monday night against the Broncos in Denver, and then they ended up finishing 9-7 and missed it. So that was a 6-2 team. And then the 2018 Steelers, the year before Ben got hurt, AB went AWOL at the end of the year.
Juju fumbled away a playoff.
They were 7-2-1 that year.
They were 7-2-1 and missed the playoffs, man.
There's a lot of what ifs with that team. I still think the 18 team is the one that I could have seen because they had beaten Brady. They had proven they could do it. That's the one I'll always wonder about.
If the 09 team got in, why could they not have done damage again? They had all the next year they went to the Super Bowl again.
I don't know. That was still in the era where I was just like, oh, Brady's healthy. Well, they're screwed.
In 09?
Yeah. Because Brady wasn't healthy.
Well, yeah, but in 09, like, he was coming back from the injury, and they got absolutely steamrolled at home by Baltimore in the first round of the playoffs.
But
we have
agreed on many occasions that Baltimore handled them differently than everyone else.
Okay,
did.
I agree with that, but I'm saying that was a year where it was up for grabs. The Colts ended up going to the Super Bowl, and the Jets went to the AFC Championship game that season.
Oh, God, I remember that Jets team now that you say that.
Whew.
The Ravens that year against the Patriots beat them by 19 and held them under 200 yards of offense in that game.
Look
that
at their rushing stats. I think Ray Rice had a long touchdown on one of the first plays of the game.
First this play of the game he did.
The Ravens had one fewer point than they did passing yards in that game.